So, you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball, a subscription box coach and your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs that want to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Subscription Box Basics. I'm Julie Ball, your host. And today we are going to talk about getting featured in holiday gift guides. It is so important and it's so impactful. We're going to unpack all of that. But before we do, I want to just talk a little bit about Q4. What's the big deal about Q4? Guys, this is go time. This is like the time for your box business to shine. Just like clockwork, in Q4, because of the holidays, there's an increased demand for subscription boxes. You need to make sure that you're prepared. Now, there's a lot of things that you could do, and I recorded some episodes in the past about like planning for the holidays and, you know, how to prepare. And so instead of just reiterating the same stuff, we're going to talk specifically today about holiday gift guides. But if you are interested in those past episodes, you can go back to episode 43, which was planning for the holidays, and it features an interview with Jacqueline and Mina from The Product Boss, and they talk about how to prepare for the holidays. And they have done this type of thing year after year. They have a great holiday planning workshop. Some of you probably went through it just last month, but you can go back to episode 43 to listen to that. And then also episode 98, I talk about how to prep for the holidays for less overwhelm. And that episode focuses on how you can prepare things in advance so you can be present with your family on Thanksgiving Day and to go caroling or to go to visit family during the holidays. You don't want to be chained to your business during this time, but you also don't want to overlook your business during this time because it can be so impactful. So episode 43 and episode 98. The other thing I wanted to talk about before I dive into like the meat of this episode is last week we talked about the subscription box planner. It is officially available for sale. And if you missed it, the subscription box planner is this physical planner. I know, I love planners. That's just totally my jam. But this one is specifically made for subscription box businesses. It is jam-packed full of marketing ideas, systems, and of course, planning pages. It was designed and created by my friends Jessica Principe and Becky Hoy, and we are a proud affiliate for the Subscription Box Planner because we use it, we love it, we know you're gonna love it. So if you go to subscriptionboxplanner.com/Julie, you will get the opportunity to snag an amazing bonus. It's a $197 value. It's our year in a day workshop. If you use our link to buy your subscription box planner, you'll get the year in a day workshop for free. Now, this is the framework that we use year after year at Sparkle Hustle Grow to plan an entire year's worth of 5-star boxes in one day. It has video training, it's got templates, it will get you so organized so fast, you're going to love it. So remember, you will get the year in a day workshop for free, a $197 value, if you buy the subscription box planner using our link, subscriptionboxplanner.com/Julie. Okay, so let's dive into the meat of today's episode. We're talking about how to get featured in holiday gift guides. Why is that even important? What is the big deal, you might be thinking? It has such a ripple effect on so many parts of your business to get featured in these holiday gift guides or just get featured in any sort of media. One, it gives you street cred. People see that and they're like, oh, they've been featured in Forbes or, oh, they've been featured in Pop Sugar. I need to take a deeper look. Like, this might be really good. It can impact your sales. So having a feature say that you are the best box for XYZ can absolutely improve your sales. It's going to send traffic there that's already pre-qualified because they've read a little bit about it. And again, you've got that street cred. And just to give you some frame of reference, a few years back, Sparkle Hustle Grow was featured in Forbes as the best subscription box to gift the boss babe. You guys, it tripled our gift box sales that year. Just because of that feature, we 3X'd our gift sales. How amazing is that? So again, it gives you street cred. It can improve the bottom line by creating more revenue opportunities. And three, it can be good for your SEO, search engine optimization. And that just helps you get found when people Google things. And so having links back to your website from reputable websites can help you with your SEO. Those are just a few of the ripple effects of getting featured in gift guides. I'm sure there's plenty of more, but that's really what I think of the real reasons why you want to get featured in these holiday gift guides. Now, the rest of the podcast, I'm going to split it up into the where to find opportunities, the what you should pitch, and then how you can pitch yourself. So let's start with where. You're probably thinking to yourself, how do I find these opportunities? Like, how do I get placement in these gift guides? Of course, you can just Google search, or you can look at past holiday gift guides and one by one reach out to those outlets, whether it's a website or a magazine or a local newspaper or whatever. Or you can do it the easy way. You guys know I love simple. You can do it the easy way by signing up for HARO, which stands for Help a Reporter Out. The website is helpareporter.com. And think of this as a listing, almost like a job. You know, think of a job board where a company might have a job and then they post it and then you can apply to it. It's like that, except it's media opportunities. So say I'm a writer for Forbes and I want to write a holiday gift guide, best subscription boxes for women. And so I would post that on Help a Reporter Out, and then other people can pitch directly to that listing. They make it super streamlined and simple. Helpareporter.com has a basic free version. And with that, you can sign up to get daily emails and you choose basically what category or categories you're interested in. So for me, for example, I was interested in business categories. For you, it might be family or home and garden. So you get to go in, you sign up for an account, and I'm not affiliated with them. I just use this software and it works really well. So sign up for a basic account and you're going to get these daily emails. I highly recommend that you carve out anywhere between 5 and 15 minutes every single weekday during Q4 to scan the email and look for opportunities that might appeal to you or that you might want to pitch. And so they come in this really easy to read format. At the top of the email, it'll have a list of all the opportunities. If you're interested in diving deeper into learning more about each opportunity, you click on it. It's going to give you more information and it's going to give you an email address that you can send your pitch to. It is that easy. So that's where you're going to find these opportunities, is through Help a Reporter Out. For me, that seems to be the simplest way to find opportunities. Now, at the time of this recording, they do have a $19 a month membership as well for Help a Reporter. And during Q4, I always upgrade to this. I don't do it the entire year, but for Q4, because it's so important, I upgrade to this $19 a month membership for the Help a Reporter site. So what that gives you is, there's a variety of things, but what I loved is, one, it allowed me to create a profile. So I could create this profile once and it was like my bio basically. And you could put that with one click into any pitch. So it made it so it was just more streamlined. You were more efficient when you're spending your time in there. But two, it gave you keyword alerts. So if you put in a keyword alert for subscription box, for example, you would get an email alert, and I think they'd even do text message alerts. But anytime there was an opportunity with that keyword, subscription box, I would get notified so that I could immediately dive in and pitch that. So for you, you might want to put in a keyword as subscription box. You might want to put a keyword in that's relevant to your niche, but also put in the keyword holiday or holiday gift guide, something to that effect, so that you get notified anytime there's a holiday gift guide opportunity. So one of the things that's really important about Help a Reporter is you can imagine the inbox of these reporters that are putting out this opportunity and they're going to get pitched, probably hundreds. I don't know, but I imagine that inbox gets so full. So the reason why I suggest that you set an appointment in your calendar, like a meeting with yourself that's non-negotiable every day, is so that you can respond to these pitches right away. You want to be one of the first ones to respond. So say they only have 10 spots available in that gift guide, then you want to make sure that you are top of the list, that you are getting in that inbox first so that you have the opportunity to snag one of those spots. Now, I haven't paid for any of these placements. You want to make sure that you're vetting the placements to make sure that they're a good fit for you. But what I have paid for is to send them samples. If they are asking for a sample, I recommend that you take your box and you put it in a poly mailer and you ship it to them, because if they want a sample of the box, it's very likely that they are going to take their own photos. You can definitely provide them with photos, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that when I tell you how to pitch. But if they're asking for a sample, you want to make sure that box shows up in really good, clean condition. So just put it in a poly mailer or even a bubble mailer if you are afraid that it might get bumped and bruised. So that is the where to find the opportunities. Now, I want to talk next about what to pitch. And I've broken this down into three categories just to simplify things. So the first category is your subscription box. Obviously, you are a subscription box business. That is the product that you want to get out there. That's the product you want people to buy, and that's the product you want featured. So that's the first thing that I would think you would want to pitch. The second thing that you might want to think about pitching is a holiday-themed box. Maybe you make something very specific for the holidays. Maybe it's an upgraded version, or maybe it's a mini version. The point is that it is a limited-time offer, that it is a holiday-specific thing, and it's a one-time product purchase. It's not that recurring subscription. And then the third category of what to pitch is price-based. And what I mean by that is, think about those holiday gift guides that are going to say best gifts for women under $100 or under $50 or under $25. What are some products that you might pitch in those price-based holiday gift guides? So just to recap real quick, pitch your subscription box. You can pitch a holiday-themed special offer, limited edition, or you can pitch something that is price-based. Okay, so I know we're going fast. Keep up. We've covered where to find opportunities. We just covered what to pitch. Now let's talk about how you're going to pitch. So I like to keep things streamlined. And so I recommend that you sit down and write out your pitch, and you keep your pitch in a notes app so that you can copy and paste it at any given time. Of course, you can customize a pitch specific to an opportunity. But if you have the baseline of your pitch that you can copy and paste at any given time, it is going to be so much more efficient. So I highly recommend that you start there, build out that pitch. And in fact, I have my pitch for Sparkle Hustle Grow right here on my notes app, and I'm going to read it to you. And just listen so you can see what we've put in the pitch, but I'll also put it in the show notes so that you can reread it and you can use that as your baseline. Because I know sometimes a blank page can be a little bit overwhelming. So this will help get you started. The way that I create the pitch is a quick introduction. Then that introduction, put anything that's like super relevant to the opportunity. And pro tip, if you offer an affiliate program or are on ShareASale, which is an affiliate software, then mention that in the first paragraph as well. Reality is that so many media outlets now use affiliate links as part of their revenue. So if they see from the get-go that they have an opportunity to make money if they include you, it's definitely going to give you the fast pass. It's going to put you to the front of the line. I'll demonstrate that when I read this, but that's in that first paragraph. My second paragraph is, what is the box? Who do you serve? And what is something unique about it? Like just a little quick description, maybe somewhere between 3 or 4 sentences. Keep it succinct. You don't want to have this massive block of text, because I did notice in Help a Reporter Out, when you pitch, sometimes I think the way it shows up in their inbox, it's like this big text block. And so what I do, using the emoji keyboard, little pictures, so like a star, and I'll explain that in just a minute. But second paragraph is, what is your subscription box? After that, use that opportunity to bullet out some things that are like really unique to your box or really relevant to the audience that this specific holiday gift guide is for. And then at the very end, I always list the link to our homepage, and then I list a link to our media assets or a pitch deck or anything like that. I had a Google folder that has some basic imagery. So basic imagery would be like the logo, my picture, like a founder's photo, and then maybe three or four different versions of pictures, including a holiday themed photo. So maybe you put some tinsel in there, or maybe there's a Christmas tree in the background, whatever makes sense for your box, have a holiday themed photo in there. If they need a photo for their gift guide, which I hope they do because it just looks good to be able to show off that product, you've provided them through this folder, a link to your Google Drive or Dropbox or whatever, you've provided them with some really professional, great photos that you can feel good about. So then at the end, I close it out, let them know I'm happy to send them a sample box, and then sign off. So next, I'm going to read the actual pitch that we sent in 2021 to all the holiday gift guide opportunities, and we had a lot of success with. So just listen, I'm going to read it again. I will put this in the show notes so that you can read it again or use it as your own template. Here we go. It says, I'm writing to submit my subscription box for your holiday gift guide. Let me know if you need a sample box sent to you. Also, we are on ShareSale if that's a platform you use. Next paragraph. Sparkle Hustle Grow is a monthly subscription box and online community for female entrepreneurs. It's for the boss babe, the go-getter, and the side hustler. Each box includes 4 to 6 items like books, chic office supplies, and tech gadgets. In addition to the physical items, subscribers also get access to online business training and a vibrant online community. That was 4 sentences basically in that paragraph. And then I break it down into those bullet points. And this one in particular, I used stars and I highlighted 4 places in other media outlets that we were featured in. This kind of shows that we do have some street cred and maybe this would help them say, oh, if they were in Forbes, yeah, we should put them in there. Oh, if they were in Mashable, yeah, they would be a good fit for us. If you don't have these types of features yet, you could use this as an opportunity to put maybe a testimonial or two. You can toot your own horn a little bit. So for the first one, I put Forbes best subscription box to gift the boss babe. Then the next star was Brit & Co. featured as one of the best subscription gift boxes. The next star was Mashable best box for entrepreneurs by women for women. And the next star, and think of those stars as like bullet points, again, breaking up the text. Number 2, best lifestyle box by USA Today, 10 best. And then I have one more list under there. And remember, these are really short. So think about if someone's just going to skim this or scan this, like what's going to catch their attention? And obviously you don't want this huge block of text. So the next little list that I have, it says, what makes us unique? And I wrote women owned, family operated, and that had a little heart next to it. The next bullet point was our boxes are recyclable and together with our box printer, we plant 20 times the trees used for the boxes and I used a little recycling symbol on that one. And then the last one, I used a pushpin symbol and it says the purchase is a write-off for small business owners unique to our industry. Hashtag best business expense ever. Under that, I have the links. So I put the website, Instagram, and then media assets, which was again, a link to a folder that had photos and the logo and all that good stuff. At the end, I closed it by saying, happy to send a sample box. Just let me know where to ship. Thanks for considering us with Julie Ball, founder, Sparkle Hustle Grow. So again, I'll put that in the show notes, but hopefully hearing that, where to start. And I did want to mention too, that with the upgraded version of Help a Reporter Out, you are able to go in there and search by keyword, and then you can just copy and paste that pitch. They make it so easy. Again, you might want to tweak that first paragraph to be specific. Thank you for considering us in the Forbes holiday gift guide or whatever. Personalize it a little bit, but don't overthink it. This is my challenge to you. I want you to sit down and write your pitch, okay? Then put it in your notes app and you'll have it handy. Then after you're done with that, go sign up for helpareporter.com and start getting those emails and pitch. Do not be afraid. Just take that first step. You'll find it's a lot easier than what you think it is. But start today. Take those steps. Make your pitch bio. Sign up for Help a Reporter Out and start pitching. A lot of these media outlets actually start in September with their holiday gift guides. So you do not want to wait till December to do something like this. You want to get ahead of the game and make sure that you are a contender for some of those coveted spots in the holiday gift guides. Now, if there are gift guides that you have followed in the past, reach out to them. But of course, with the advice from today's episode, you can really streamline how you pitch and finding those opportunities. I really hope that this was helpful for you today. I cannot wait to see and hear about all the holiday gift guides that you get featured in. If you do get a feature, please tag us on Instagram when you share about it so that we can repost it and cheer you on. I am so excited for you to get started on this project. Have fun with it. Don't overthink it, and just start taking action today. Thanks for listening, as always, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.